readings are on the subject, No Christ in You. I'll read from the Bible. Matthew. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people, taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth forth the rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what rewards have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. John. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. By this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost is not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, This is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. I shall also read selections from the Gospel of Thomas. This gospel was a complete gospel which had been hidden for nearly 2,000 years until it was found in 1945 in the Nag Hammadi Library, it's called, near the Nile. Logia 43. His disciples said unto him, Who art thou, that thou should say these things to us? Jesus said to them, From what I say unto you, you do not understand who I am, but you have become as the Jews, for they love the tree and hate its fruit. They love the fruit and hate the tree. Logia 13, Jesus said to his disciples, Make a comparison to me and tell me who I am like. Simon Peter said to him, Thou art like a righteous angel. Matthew said to him, Thou art like a wise man of understanding. Thomas said to him, Master, my mouth will nowise suffer that I say whom thou art like. Jesus said, I am not thy master, because thou hast become drunk from the bubbling spring which I have measured out. And he took him away and went aside and spake to him three words. Now when Thomas came to his companions, they asked him, What did Jesus say to thee? Thomas said to him, If I tell you one of the words which he said to me, you will take up stones and throw them, and a fire will come out of the stones and burn you up. Logia 84. Jesus said, When you see your likeness, you rejoice. But when you see your images, which came into being before you, they neither die nor are made manifest. How much will ye bear? Logia 90. Jesus said, Come unto me, for easy is my yoke, and my lordship is gentle, and you shall find rest for yourselves. Logia 96. Jesus said, The kingdom of the Father is like a woman who took a little leaven and hid it in meal. She made large loaves of it. He that hath ears, let him hear. Logia 97. Jesus said, The kingdom of the Father is like a woman carrying a jar full of meal and walking a long way. The handle of the jar broke, and the meal poured out behind her on the road. She was unaware, she knew not her loss. When she came into her house, she put down the jar and found it empty. I shall read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. All we can correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. The great truth in the science of being, that the real man was, is, and ever shall be perfect, is incontrovertible. For if man is the image reflection of God, he is neither inverted nor subverted, but upright and godlike. The suppositional antipode of divine infinite spirit is the so-called human soul or spirit, in other words, the five senses, the flesh that warreth against spirit. These so-called material senses must yield to the infinite spirit named God. St. Paul said, For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 2 Corinthians 2:2. Christian Science says, I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him glorified. The divine nature was best expressed in Christ Jesus, who threw upon mortals the truer reflection of God and lifted their lives higher than their poor thought models would allow, thoughts which presented man as fallen, sick, sinning, and dying. On the other hand, do they show their regard for truth or Christ by their genuine repentance, by their broken hearts, expressed by meekness and human affection, as did this woman?
Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place. Surely the presence of God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in.
Let's have a few moments of silent prayer, and then we can pray audibly together the prayer that Jesus left for us, the Lord's Prayer, recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever.